CBP says it seizes more than 60 pounds of cocaine from U.S. citizen at border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at the U.S. Mexico border prevented more than 60 pounds of cocaine from entering the country, the agency exclusively told the Epoch Times on Wednesday. At the San Ysidro port of entry in California, a trusted traveler, who is an American citizen, was arrested April 7th for allegedly concealing more than $1.1 million of the illegal narcotics within his vehicle and now faces federal prosecution. The 25-year-old man was not named by CBP. He was categorized as a trusted traveler because he was a participant in the Secure Electronic Network for Travelers Rapid Inspection Program, the agency said. The program allows expedited passage into the United States for pre-approved, low-risk travelers. All applicants for the program undergo an extensive background check and an in-person interview prior to being enrolled. Despite having qualified for expedited treatment, the man was referred for a secondary inspection while entering the United States. Trust but verify, the agency said. During the secondary inspection, CBP said it used non-intrusive imaging technology that revealed anomalies within the doors of the driver's 2020 Honda Civic. A canine team additionally alerted officers to the presence of narcotics. According to CBP, officers discovered 20 packages containing 60.14 pounds of cocaine. The drugs, vehicle, and two cell phones were seized. The driver was arrested and faces charges of narcotics importation and smuggling, CBP said. This arrest is a clear message that no one is above the law, San Ysidro Port Director Marisa Marin said. We will hold everyone accountable for their actions, especially those who betray the trust of our traveler programs by attempting to smuggle dangerous narcotics. This latest encounter comes as the Trump administration delivered 11 straight months of zero releases at the southern border, while CBP is making increased illegal narcotic seizures across the country compared to a year prior. Nationwide, CBP seized more than 65,000 pounds of drugs in March, which included 613 pounds of fentanyl. Compared to March 2024, that total amount is 27% higher. The agency said it has seized 24% more drugs this fiscal year through March than it did during the same time period for FY 2024. Comparing similar figures extending into President Joe Biden's administration, CBP seized 19% more illegal narcotics so far this fiscal year than it seized, on average, during the same period in each of the last four fiscal years, according to the agency. To date in FY 2026, data showed CBP has seized a total of 341,000 pounds of drugs. The agency counts all drug types, including cocaine, ecstasy, fentanyl, heroin, ketamine, cot, LSD, marijuana, methamphetamine, and other drugs. CBP also reports drug seizures from the southern border, northern border, coastal areas, and interior. In February, CBP exclusively shared with the Epoch Times that it had prevented more than 660 pounds of methamphetamine, worth about $6 million, from illegally entering the United States. The drug bust came from a single commercial truck at the World Trade Bridge in Laredo, Texas. Only days before that encounter and at the same Laredo entry point, federal officers seized 36 pounds of cocaine worth about $500,000. CBP said it was enough for 190,000 lethal doses. A CBP spokesperson noted that the drug seizure metrics on its website do not include illegal narcotics seized from joint operations, such as the U.S. Coast Guard or local law enforcement, when another agency would take possession of the drugs. In addition to what Border Patrol and has seized, which is above and beyond what has been seized in years prior, there's also these additional activities that stop it before it even gets to the border, the spokesperson previously told the Epoch Times.